Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dr. Amanda McKinney speaks around the world at conferences about how plant-based eating can reduce the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, and cancer. She's the founder of the Institute for Human and Planetary Health. Tonight at 6:30 at Avera's Prairie Center in Sioux Falls, she's giving a talk there. Dr. McKinney, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And she is joining us here in the SDPB Sioux Falls Studios in the Kirby Family Studio. Also with us, Allison Garish. She's a physician assistant from Watertown. And welcome, Allison. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you.
All right, we'll start with you, Allison, because I'd like you to tell us how this whole plant-based nutrition conversation in South Dakota, how you intersect with it and how the current conversation got started.
Sure. It started just with my own health changes, my own personal research that really opened up my eyes to a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. I felt kind of alone in that change of my lifestyle, so I decided that I wanted to help other people and really spread the word. So I started a Facebook group called Plant-Based Nutrition of South Dakota, where we share tips and recipes, education, local events, another place where I encourage people to just communicate with each other that live near, and just different ways of how we can be healthy in our own community. And we also do classes where I do education, sometimes cooking classes, sometimes I show documentaries. It really just kind of do whatever people are asking for to try to continue to give them support as they make that change.
And people are curious right now. They're curious about what's going in their body. We see farm to table. We see, you know, conversations about organic and grass-fed buffalo. And in this state, there's a lot of dialogue right now. How do you sort of see this dialogue kind of intersecting with some of that?
Everybody knows that fruits and vegetables are good for us, but they just really need to realize how incredibly important it is. And there's so much chronic disease. So I think more and more people are starting to realize that we can do more than just take a pill to manage our illness, that we can take control of our own health through our diet and lifestyle.
Dr. McKinney, tell me about some of what we know and what we don't know about chronic diseases and the influence of our diet on them.
Right. So we actually have a lot of research out there that tells us about the connections between nutrition and disease processes. So what we know is that 90% of all heart attacks and strokes are completely preventable. And we also know that 85% of the time, if you already have heart disease, it can be reversed with a whole foods plant-based diet. We also know that 92% of all cases of type 2 diabetes are preventable. And that 85% of the time, that also can be reversed with a whole food plant-based diet. Even if you've been on medications and even insulin for as many as 20 years. So it's really a powerful medicine. And we know that at least half of all cancers are also caused by lifestyle-related conditions, including primarily diet, but also, I mean, we all know that smoking cigarettes causes lung cancer, and we all know that drinking alcohol excessively can result in cancers. But what's oftentimes dismissed is the role that food plays in that as well.
Why is it dismissed?
You know, this is an emotional topic for people. Right. You know, I started the Institute for Human and Planetary Health because we know that our lifestyle behaviors impact our health directly. But we also know that how we eat and how we grow that food, and how we transport ourselves, and all of those different things impact the environment around us. And our environment impacts our health as well. So all of these things are interconnected. And, you know, I'm a fifth generation Nebraskan. And so, you know, we in this part of the world have made our livelihoods off of raising animals and eating them for food. And growing, you know, corn and soybeans to feed those livestock. And so, you know, this gets at the heart of who we are as a people and what we do for a living. And so it's a big challenge for people to be able to step back and say, you know, maybe the stuff that I've been producing and maybe the stuff that I've been eating isn't the best for me. And how do I dismantle that whole thing? How do I dismantle my whole life and my whole livelihood and not fight for what I've done for the last, you know, my family's done for the last four generations. So that's ultimately the issue. And so it's a real challenge. But people are starting to say, you know, maybe there's a different way to do things and starting to open their hearts and minds to it.
For people who are struggling with how to begin to walk down this path, and maybe it's not that they are eating, you know, any one particular thing, but they have a junk food diet, or they're, you know, they're kind of hooked on soda and processed foods. Looking at where they might be going could be intimidating. How do you sort of begin? I'm not sure which one of you wants to tackle that. Is one step enough to take, or are we talking about a pretty drastic beginning?
Yeah, we were having this conversation earlier, and Allison, I'll let you go ahead.
I think that any change that you make is going to have an improvement in your health. It kind of depends on where you start from and where you're going, if you already have a chronic disease or not, and how far you have to go. If you already have a severe chronic illness, like severe heart disease or cancer, obviously doing this most of the time, if not all the time, is going to give you the best results.
Do you work with people who come back and say, you know, I've made these changes and I really feel differently?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, I didn't know how bad I felt until I felt better. And I mean, I've seen miraculous turnarounds. I mean, I had a patient who had stage 3 chronic kidney disease and was getting ready to be put on a renal transplant list. She started a whole food plant-based diet, and she completely reversed it. And her nephrologist said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And he's like, and if you can get my other patients to do it, that would be great too. But truly remarkable things can happen. And people don't, they really underestimate how powerful this actually is.
The talk is tonight at 6:30 at Avera's Prairie Center, and the Facebook group. How do people connect and really get more information for both of your gatherings?
Sure. Just find us on Facebook at Plant-Based Nutrition of SD for South Dakota, and you can just ask to be part of the group, and we will accept you, and you can follow us along there.
All right. Allison Garish is physician assistant in Watertown, and Dr. Amanda McKinney, where can people learn more about your work?
Yeah, so you can reach me in a couple of places. You can find me at ihph.doane.edu, or you can find me at preventreverse.com.